Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Okay, I'll probably be coming back, but I am hitting the road. By the time you hear this, I have launched off on a road trip with my daughter. We are heading down the East Coast to spend some time together to get a much-needed break. This has been an incredible year. It has been an exhausting year. It has been a very engaging, I'm going to say engaging, month of December, and I'm going to share a little bit about it. Everything is pre-recorded and will be released automatically, so don't you worry, there will be plenty of Morning Motivations and Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast coming for you to listen to while I am incommunicado out on the road. So what's going on with me besides this? So I am taking this trip because I don't think I've taken two consecutive days off this year. I don't think, I haven't actually checked to confirm this, but I don't think I've taken two consecutive days off in the year of 2021, and it's about time to do that. See, I have a daughter who is awesome. She's seven and a half at this point, and I love spending time with her, and I spend, you know, an hour, 2 hours, sometimes a morning and a bit of an afternoon, but there's always that sense of, well, I need to get, I can only do this for so long, and then I gotta get going. I need to do this, I gotta get going. So I had this idea, I'm going to take a road trip. I love road trips, she loves road trips, the car is my natural habitat. So we decided to take a road trip. My father has a house down in Florida, and so that's a good terminus point. It's not about going to Florida, it's about having a point where we can go and stay and have some, you know, local guides before turning around and coming back. And so we're going to be doing it. Now it's interesting time to be doing it. Of course, because Omicron is flaring up, numbers are flaring, so we're going to have to be careful. There's not going to be as much we can do. We'll find outdoor things. That's the great thing about driving south. We can do more things outdoors once we get, you know, down into the southern climes where it's more like fall or spring and less like winter as it is up here in Connecticut. But the whole point of it is to do that vacation thing. You see, I am a not only an entrepreneur in the sense of, you know, old joke about entrepreneurs is that we work 80 hours a week to avoid having to work 40 hours a week. But I am an entrepreneur in that sense, but also I'm in the growth stage of my business. Now, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to level out. But most of 2021 was spent doing R&D, research and development. I didn't even know it was R&D at the time. I thought it was kind of flailing around and trying things and failing forward. But in retrospect, I'm like, oh, it was actually building capacity, building resources, and putting this all together. And now it's time to take a bit of a break and, you know, have that defined mental break where I say, okay, before vacation, after vacation. And when I come back, I will come back with a renewed focus and I'll be more rested and I'll know what I'm doing. Because I'm finding as my answer to the question, what do you do or what do you get paid for? Because what do I do has always been connect people, but I didn't always get paid for it. It has become much more clear. So going into January, I will have a much more focused set of offerings. And if you've been listening to me every Sunday, which I know at least four or five of you have been, if you've been listening to me every Sunday, you probably heard an evolution of like, oh, I see what he's converging towards. If you talked to me a year ago, you'd be like, what the heck do you do? I mean, you connect people and that's cool. And I know that you're a resource and I can ask you for introductions and that's great. I love it. But what do you do? I talked to someone recently who is a one of those coaches who, in a 30-minute conversation, picks out exactly where you should be focusing. And he said, you know, and I told him I'm focusing. And he's like, well, if we talked a year ago, then you would not have had to spend a year figuring this out. And I said, that's kind of true, but a year ago I didn't have the assets that I am now deploying. I mean, I've always been the guy who knows a guy. I've been the connection guy. But I didn't know, my network wasn't at the level a year ago that it is now. It wasn't up-leveled in that way. So something like being a joint venture concierge, which is one of the spaces that I'm expanding into, I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't have the understanding of how joint ventures worked. I didn't have the connections in that space. I couldn't have been a speaker concierge back then. I didn't have the connections or the knowledge. I mean, I could have been a networking concierge, but even there, still, it would have been too much ramp-up to get into the spaces to really provide value. So What I did not realize at the time was that I was building capacity. It wasn't a lack of focus. It's I was driving towards something I couldn't see in the distance. Now, the importance here, the lesson to be learned, is I set an intention. I wanted to be a great connector. I wanted to be a speaker, and I intended to do so. So I knew the path was make better and more connections in various spaces, learn more, improve my mindset, and I just blindly went in that direction. And once I got there, I said, oh, now I'm figuring out, now I'm seeing it. It's like if I was trying to drive to Boston without a map or GPS, and I knew that Interstate 95 went towards Boston, but I didn't know quite where, but I just headed out there and said, I'll figure it out when I get there. And then, of course, when you get in there, you start seeing signs that say, Boston this way. Oh, great. And then you start seeing more and more signs that direct you to the financial district or the airport or the stadium, wherever you want to go. And once you get closer, you start to see the signs and say, oh, now I see where I'm going. Now I get it. So often we sit at home and we say, oh, I need to figure out where I'm going. I got to have all my directions. I got to have all my ducks in a row. I got to have the whole plan. I got to know how long it's going to take. How much gas am I going to need? Because, you know, it's a long trip. I got to make sure I've got all my tools and everything in place. But if you just start going, if you just take action and move in that direction, the result is, as you get closer, you say, ah, I didn't need to spend an hour planning this. Now that I'm here, it's obvious where I need to go. And that's what the last year has done for me, because I simply stepped out. I was inadvertently audacious. My theme for 2022, as you'll hear in the next week, if you listen to the Morning Motivation Podcast, is audacity. It is seeing what you want and just going for it and not worrying. That's my theme for myself and for anyone who's listening to me, is audacity. I was inadvertently audacious. I was just going out there like, I need to meet people. And I met incredible people who previously I would have said, wow, oh, I don't know if that person even wants to talk to me. I didn't worry about it. I just met them. I just did things. I went places. I didn't go physically to a lot of places, but I attended virtual events. I just audaciously, whatever opportunity presented, I just jumped on it. And things happened. And then more and more things happened. And I'm realizing now, as I'm explaining to people what I do, there is a clarity developing in it there. So one axis is connections. Networking concierge program. People hire me to make connections for them. Some of those people are speakers, is one of the focus areas. Speakers looking to make connections to places to grow their speaking business. One area is joint ventures. I make connections with people looking to build joint ventures to other people looking to build joint ventures, getting to some of those spaces. That's one axis. Another axis is events, right? Speaker concierge. Flip side of that is you're running an event, you need speakers. I have hundreds of speakers in my network who are looking for stages. You got a stage you need to fill. You got one of those summits that's got 30 speakers and you need to find 24 more. I got your people. I also can be an MC, host, auctioneer. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm kind of good at this speaking thing. I'm kind of good at throwing the energy and boosting up a crowd and getting things fired up, making people sound good and look good. You put me in an interview with someone who's kind of a little bit monotone, and I can carry them. I can provide the energy while they provide the information. I can make them look good. And thus, if you're running an event, I can make you look good. I can bring authority to someone. I also have years of operations experience. I've been involved in running events of various kinds since 1996. That's the last century. I've run events in two centuries. All right, now, it wasn't like horse-drawn wagons when I was running events to begin with. It was actually pretty similar in terms of how we did things. But I have over a quarter century in running events, so I can help people with their operations, troubleshooting, putting out fires, dealing with the stuff they don't have time to deal with because they're supposed to be schmoozing and, you know, looking good. So I have a full suite of event services, which I hadn't even been thinking of as one package. I was thinking of them in different discrete pieces. I'm like, wait, that's all stuff that helps event people. Oh, goodness. Look at that. And then, of course, I also do coaching. There's also that as well. So as I clarify, I'm like, ah, look at all these things I got. Neat. Neato. And now as I focus it in, after I come back from this trip, I can zero down, you know, maybe make some resources, maybe write more books, maybe write more content, maybe make a website, maybe make an offer. I don't know how that's going to form together. And maybe I'll do none of these things and simply let people realize what I do and they'll hire me. And I don't have to build a program. I just do what I do. People hire me to do what I do, which is awesome. And bada bing. There's so many different ways you can run a business. There's so many different ways you can make things work. I was talking to my coach this week, and I was thinking about the fact that I don't cold call hardly at all. And then this came up again on a podcast I was on where he's like, so how do you do these cold approaches? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. I have built my business and my life around doing things I like and not doing things I don't. Now, you often hear this, you know, success is on the other side of discomfort, which is true, especially when you're getting started. There's going to be some leaps you have to make. But once you get going, especially if you are an actual entrepreneur doing your own thing, I don't mean one of these franchise-ish entrepreneurs. You really hear that, you know, success is outside your comfort zone thing from companies that you're working for in an independent opportunity. So Best Version Media or, you know, some of these network marketing companies or some of these other kinds of things. And it's because it's not nothing against them, but they have a specific structure and their specific structure is not your structure. So there's going to be some discomfort in pushing yourself into the form to do their system. And so because of that, there's going to be a little bit of discomfort. But if you're doing your own thing, and your own thing may involve a year, 2 years, 5 years of not making money, working a second job, driving Uber, doing something to put money in the bank as you figure that out, if you're doing your own thing, you will over time build a life which is optimized to you. If you love making cold calls, then your life, your business will involve a lot of cold calls. If you hate making cold calls, you will find a way around that. If you hate being on stage, you'll find a way to not be on stage. You'll hire me to be on stage for you. You will, and if you do the things you love and avoid the things you hate, and not do them, but find someone who actually loves them and is good at them, then you will find that was your path to success. So it's not about being uncomfortable all the time. It's about being willing to push into discomfort, but building a life where you're mostly comfortable because that is your strength. That is your superpower. That is where you are great. So I'm going to leave you with this. I do encourage you to check out my Inner Circle because that's relaunching. I also encourage you to check out my Power Lunch podcast. Or livecast is going to be live. If you haven't joined the Morning Motivation Facebook group, you should because you will find the Power Lunch in there Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be a thing. So definitely check that out. And go to guyodozaguy.com/links. Go there regularly because whatever I'm doing and whatever I'm promoting is there. And you can find it all in one convenient place, a mall of Michael Whitehouse. guyodozaguy.com/links. If you haven't subscribed to both the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast and the Morning Motivation podcast, I encourage you to do so right away. And that is what I have now, and I'm going to continue my road trip. Well, I'm already on the road trip. This is pre-recorded. But I'm going to continue my road trip. You do what you got to do to prepare for the new year, and I encourage you to approach the new year with audacity. Hey, Rowan, say something to the people.
Bye.
That's the kid I'm traveling with. She's pretty awesome. Right, Rowan?
Yeah.
And very talkative.
Too much, in fact.
I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.